I like to ring the changes and look at new things. You know, new pieces of work to enjoy. And that's certainly the way it is in wrestling. Now, this is a wrestling promotion from Texas that I haven't heard of before, and that's probably because they haven't been going very long. This is their second episode, and I am here to tell you, I didn't see the first one, but this one is damn good, mighty fine. And it's called Surefire Wrestling. Now, if you're going to call it Surefire, you probably need to have a certain quality about it. And actually, this does. It looks very spick and span. It looks very slick, actually. It's got quite a few people in a sort of, not a gymnasium, but a kind of medium-sized room. Nothing wrong with that. And first of all, we've got Jay Davis, who's chewing on a large chain when we first see him. So he's that kind of gentleman. Versus Johnny O'Mara, who has an Irish heritage and is a fighter. Because in wrestling, a lot of people from Ireland are that sort of thing. Now, they really give us the introductions here. You don't often see them coming out and messing with the audience. So Johnny's not really very well liked. Johnny is very well liked. Jay isn't. Jay Davis, the chain chewer, he isn't. And he's the bigger guy, really. They work a headlock to begin with. Davis bails after Johnny O'Mara goes for the leg. Johnny O'Mara goes for the leg, should I say. He wants a timeout, but you don't get any timeouts in wrestling. However, he is allowed one. Gets back in. Huge chops from Johnny. They work another headlock. I don't mind headlocks if they are worked. And if they are, that goes rather well. Now, there are some stomps from Jay Davis. An elbow, which apparently, from O'Mara, which apparently, according to commentary, knocked the snot out of his nose. Yeah, that's fair enough. There'll be a bit of snot work later on as well. Something for you to look forward to there, you see. Now, there's an O'Mara armbar, which is worked. Davis has to go to the eyes. And he really does gouge the eyes, actually. Huge chop from Davis. Then he hits the ring post, kind of, sort of grazes it with one of his cuticles. Yeah, but didn't really hit it full bore. Then gets huge air on a German suplex, does Jay Davis. Then you've got O'Mara thinking, I'll have a go at that myself. Snaps the suplex out, then muscles one up, which is, I mean, he's a big guy, Davis, so that's really impressive, actually. Then a huge clothesline from Davis for 2.999 recurring. He then grabs the chain. The crowd screams, well, sorry, the crowd screams at that. There's a chain tug of war with the ref. The ref gets a bump. I knew it was going to happen. Didn't mind it because it looked pretty natural. And then, of course, Davis lies down. He does that wrestling trope. Ref comes to, sees O'Mara with the chain, thinks O'Mara's hit him. You can't see it. If you can't see it, you can't call it. So that's the whole issue with that particular move. And, of course, he showed his wrestling smarts and he won. And then afterwards, Davis chokes him with the chain. And O'Mara wants a chain match. And Davis says that he will give him a chain match. He said he's not a cheat. He's intelligent. Well, it showed wrestling smarts. He made a statement. And that statement was, I will cheat to win. Maybe. I don't know. He's a big dude. I don't want to upset him. I know there's an ocean between us. But you never know. He might be travelling in the Manchester area. And just might be go knocking on my door. Now, in the back, we've got, yeah, in the back, capital letters, we've got Killer Kate and Ray Lynn. They're fighting, and they will fight during the break, and they will also fight right at the end of this show to the concession table. It's not like the concession sports stall brawl. Spalled, straw, brawled all. You know, that Jerry Lawler was involved in so many years ago. Not like that, but I think they want to show us that. And then we've got the main event, which is London Dior, who is making her debut here at Surefire, and Pumpkin, who's been out for 2 years, had a bad leg, has come back and attacked Nate Andrews earlier on. Her teacher, I think, in a match earlier on, which we didn't see, but they show us a little bit of. She is now a heel. London is luxurious, very nice. And here's the snot action. Pumpkin picks her nose and just rubs it on the top turnbuckle, then tries to push London Dior's nose and the rest of her face, actually, into that. Yeah. But Pumpkin then smacks, gets some big smacks to her chest, and then Dior has a go with that one too. Nice vertical suplex. Pumpkin is a bit naughty, really. Gets a pit stop, which is very surprising to see. Snap suplex, and then Dior rolls her up for the pin. It wasn't bad, and there are afters with Nate coming out and saving Dior, so maybe they will have some kind of some kind of tag team, perhaps. I don't really know. I'm not really too bothered, to be honest. It was enjoyable, this. I will pick it up again. I don't think I'd go out of my way to see it, but it's not a surefire hit, but it could become one. And this is only the second episode. My word. Ta-ta.